Jeff Schatz included several notable rejection letters in his essay to remind all of us that the old gatekeepers did not always get it right. We decided to turn a few notable examples into dramatic readings. During our conversation, Jeff mentioned one of the most famously cutting rejection letters ever penned. Gertrude Stein is now well known for her use of repetition as a rhetorical device. But when she submitted the manuscript for Three Lives to a London publisher, she was a relative unknown and got this mocking response.
A letter to Miss Gertrude Stein from Arthur C. Fifield, publisher. April 19th, 1912. Dear Madam, I am only one, only one, only one. Not two, not three, only one. Only one life to live, only 60 minutes in 1 hour, only one pair of eyes, only one brain, only one being. Being only one, having only one pair of eyes, having only one time, having only one life, I cannot read your manuscript 3 or 4 times. Not even one time. Only one look is enough. Hardly one copy would sell here. Hardly one, hardly one. Many thanks. I am returning the manuscript by registered post. Only one manuscript by one post. Sincerely, Arthur C. Fifield, publisher.
Getting a personalized rejection letter is pretty rare. More often, publishers, record companies, and movie houses rely on carefully worded form letters, like this one from Sub Pop, the record label that signed Nirvana. The letterhead reads, "From Sub Pop, celebrating several years of record making.
Dear loser, thank you for sending your demo materials to Sub Pop for consideration. Presently, your demo package is one of a massive quantity of commendable material we receive every day at Sub Pop World Headquarters, and, due to time and volume restrictions, is on its way through the great lower intestine that is the talent acquisition process. We appreciate your interest in Sub Pop and wish you the best in your pursuit. Kind regards." Footnote: this is a form letter. This letter is what is known as a rejection letter.
Gold teeth and a curse for this town. We're all in my mouth. Only I don't know.
What we're listening to are rejection letters that have been written to people who we now consider pioneers in their respective fields. Now just imagine the mortification Alfred H. Barr, director of museum collections at the Museum of Modern Art, must have felt when he recalled declining the gift of a drawing from one Andy Warhol.
Dear Mr. Warhol, last week, our committee on the museum collections held its first meeting of the fall season and had a chance to study your drawing entitled Shoe, which you so generously offered as a gift to the museum. I regret that I must report to you that the committee decided, after careful consideration, that they ought not to accept it for our collection. Sincerely, Alfred H. Barr, Jr., Director of Museum Collections. P.S. The drawing may be picked up from the museum at your convenience.
Sometimes being dismissed has nothing to do with the actual talent of the person applying. This apparent form letter from Disney Studios was written back in 1938 to an aspiring artist who is rejected on the basis of her sex.
Dear Miss Ford, your letter of recent date has been received in the inking and painting department for reply. Women do not do any of the creative work in connection with preparing the cartoons for the screen, as that work is performed entirely by young men. The only work open to women consists of tracing the characters on clear celluloid sheets with India ink and filling in the tracings on the reverse side with paint, according to the directions. It would not be advisable to come to Hollywood with the above specifically in view, as there are really very few openings in comparison with the number of girls who apply. Yours very truly, Mary Cleave, Walt Disney Productions Limited.
Just want to show you what I thought of you.
No, that's what you think of me. That's what I think you're smart, don't you? Here.
Oh, baby.
And that was Word of Mouth's small selection of dramatic readings of real rejection letters. You can find even more letters, including one from an editor who passed on the Diary of Anne Frank, calling it, quote, dull. It's on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.